Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net, where I teach beginners the skills they need to get their first software development job building Windows and web apps at the world's best companies as quickly as possible. So if you recall from the C# Fundamentals for Absolute Beginner series that was posted on Microsoft Virtual Academy and Channel 9, near the end of that series, I wanted to demonstrate the idea of events. And to do that, I created two apps. One was an ASP.NET Web Forms app. And the other was a WPF, or rather a Windows Presentation Foundation app. And I took the same basic steps to create those two apps that essentially did the same thing. A button, you click on it, and it will display a message in a label control or a text box or whatever the case might be. All right. And so what I wanted to do in this lesson was to, as a means of getting started, to give us a concrete footing that we can continue and move forward with, I wanted to recreate that example, but for the Windows Phone. And so I want to make sure before we get started that you already have the Visual Studio 2013 Update 2 installed, which will include the Windows Phone 8.1 tooling like we talked about in the previous lesson. If you already have that installed, then we're ready to move forward. And what I'll do is begin by creating a new project. And so, first of all, when we're creating a new project, we'll want to make sure to drill down to the C# templates, store app templates, and specifically the Windows Phone apps templates. And I'll choose the blank app template and call this Hello World, and then click OK. Immediately, I'm going to want to open up the mainpage.xaml from the Solution Explorer, so I'll just double click it, and you'll see that it brings up a two-pane designer. On the left-hand side is a representation of all the XAML that is created on the right-hand side. We've learned a little bit about XAML from that C# Fundamental series. I didn't talk about it much, but we're going to get into it in much more depth in the next lesson and beyond. All right, so just so you can see the entire visual output, you can see that if I reduce the size down to 40%, we can see the entire Chrome around the phone, and then obviously the layout here. And so what I want to do is duplicate the basic steps to recreate the example that I spoke about a moment ago. I pin down the toolbox, and I'll drag and drop a button to the design surface, and then also a text block, not a text box, a text block. And we'll learn about the difference between these two and just a little while here. But as you can see, we have an on-screen representation, and when we drag and drop from the toolbox onto the designer surface, we also have the benefit of seeing the XAML that represents it. Now I'll go ahead and unpin the toolbox and get rid of it. That's all we really need for at the moment. And I'll also reformat some of the XAML that was created so that it fits more nicely onto our viewable area here. And the very first thing I want to do is actually change the name of the button to Click Me Button, and I want to change the content to say Click Me as well. You can see by making those changes, it adds and changes the appropriate attributes in the XAML. I'll do the same thing for the text blocks, which I'll just rename Result Text Block, and I'll change the text to just be empty. Save that. Now what I want to do is wire up an event handler for the button. So if you recall from the C# Fundamental series, I will select the button, whether on the more visual designer surface or the XAML designer, and then I'll click the little lightning bolt icon in the properties window, and I'll find the click event. It should be at the top, and I'll double click in the white box that's next to it in order to create the click me underscore button, or click me button underscore click event handler stub. Great. And so now what I want to do is type in result text block dot text equals hello world. I want to make one more change to our main page.xaml. I could go back to the properties window and change the text here to change the font size. That's one option I could select and change to 48, or I could just type in font size equals 48 as an attribute of the text block. So now the text should appear much larger whenever we actually run the application. Now when I run the application, notice that the run debug little icon or toolbar option actually talks about an emulator, emulator 8.1 WVGA 4-inch 512 megabyte. We'll talk about what that is in a little while, but I'm going to go ahead and just click that for the moment. And it'll take me a moment for the emulator, which is actually looks exactly like a phone except represented by software. The phone's operating system seems to load up inside just nicely. Now our app is loading and you can see the Click Me button. And whenever I click it, I get the message, "Hello World." All right. And we'll talk about the various buttons and things of that nature that are available on the phone. But you can see that I can use all the physical buttons on the face of the phone, just like I were if I were to have my Lumia 920 in hand. And it almost all works. There are some small differences between this software version and a physical version of the phone, but not enough to really to matter for the moment. Okay, so hopefully you can see the relationship between the things that I did on screen when I was developing the app and how it manifested itself in the emulator as we ran and debugged our application. So there are some key takeaways from this lesson as we're getting started. First of all, you're going to be able to leverage your existing knowledge of creating user interfaces in Visual Studio and apply that to creating Windows Phone apps. It's easy and it's fun. And certainly there's a lot to learn here, but there's nothing to be intimidated about. We have the option of making changes in the most visual way by dragging and dropping items from the toolbox onto the designer surface. We see how that created this XAML syntax, which looks very much like HTML. We'll learn more about this mysterious XAML syntax in the next lesson. It's easy. And we can also make changes in the properties window to modify the various attributes of the controls that we see on screen. Furthermore, just like the web forms that we learned about, ASP.NET web forms, and the Windows Presentation Foundation, every page has a code behind that's associated with it where we can write event handler code to perform operations whenever the user interacts with our application in a given way. All right. And so the phone API provides this rich collection of controls and other options, classes that take care of the various functions that we can tap into as developers that are enabled by the phone. And it's similar to working with Windows applications in so much that you have classes with properties and methods and events. Some of those affect the lifecycle of the app. Some affect the visual qualities, like the visual controls or the layout of the app. And then some affect the navigation from page to page, which we haven't seen yet, but we will get to in a later lesson. And so we'll talk about those in detail in just a little bit. And they'll help us to build more complex and complex applications. The third takeaway is that, like the Windows Presentation Foundation app example from the C# Fundamentals for Absolute Beginner series, they're composed of a combination of this XAML syntax, which looks like HTML, but has some key differences. It's a combination of that syntax and C# syntax in this code behind file, which is represented by the name of that XAML page with an additional .cs on the end. And we can see that these are two parts of the whole. This is a class named main page. And if we look at the top of this page file, we can see this too is a class called main page. And they're two pieces that come together to create one idea, one page in our app. We'll learn a little bit more about that in the next lesson. And then finally, we ran this, our application, we debugged it inside of this phone emulator. It provides a fantastic way to develop and test your apps without having to deploy it to a physical device every single time that you wanted to test some small change in your app. Furthermore, we can use techniques that we learned about in the C# Fundamentals series to set breakpoints and to debug our app in real time as it's running. and we'll demonstrate that a little bit later as well. In fact, there's so much more that we can learn about the emulator and its various options that we're going to devote an entire lesson to just that. All right, so that's a great way to start. We will talk more about XAML in the next lesson. I'll give you a primer, a little cheat sheet, I guess you could say, that'll help you get started really quickly. All right, we'll see you there. Thank you.